Welcome to the Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast. We are your hosts, Anna and Klaus Christensen, founders of Apparel Entrepreneurship, your go-to source for running and growing a successful, meaningful apparel brand. Each episode will give you hands-on tactics and practical strategies about everything apparel entrepreneurship. You'll also hear inspiring conversation with apparel industry experts and entrepreneurs about their tips and journeys in this fast-paced industry. Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast. You're listening to the 41st episode today. And today we have a very, very important topic. But first, we're Anna
and Klaus Christensen
from Apparel Entrepreneurship. Today we're going to talk about mindset. But while you listen to this episode, screenshot yourself and share it on your stories along with your biggest takeaways, tagging at Apparel Entrepreneurship and at Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast. So what is mindset? Well, mindset is a set of beliefs. It's assumptions and notions that you have about your world. And your beliefs are shaped when you were little. This is the thing. The society and your parents and the culture you were brought up in, they've all shaped who you are and what your beliefs are. And depending on what your beliefs you have, these can either limit you and eventually your business, or they can help you grow. But the good news is you can change that. And today, in this episode, we're going to talk about how you can do that.
And you know the saying, if you change nothing, nothing will change. Well, it's the same with your mindset. Psychology is one of the biggest parts in running and excelling at business. 80% of the actions you take and the output you create depends on your mindset.
One of the biggest reasons why entrepreneurs succeed or don't get anywhere depends on this exact thing, their mindset. We're going to cover 5 simple actions for how you can shift your mindset that can result in a successful apparel business. And a growth mindset, this is exactly what's helped us achieve the things we've done in our businesses with, running 3 companies, writing a book, just doing this podcast, and also way before. This is the exact mindset that had me win world championship medals when I was competing in military pentathlon and when I was getting into tailoring school. I mean, I got into tailoring school when I was way under their acceptance age, and what had me graduate from Parsons with good degrees, and what had us starting and running our businesses instead of, you know, being employed and doing the 9-to-5 thing. And yeah, Klaus.
I learned a lot when I was doing track and field back in the days, and it later also helped me in the track and field. And it helped me when I left Sweden to move to France, to the US, when I graduated from 2 technical universities, one in Sweden and one in France. And also when I quit my job and just went full speed with our businesses.
And mindset is a very popular topic today. I mean, you hear it everywhere. And I'm really excited that this comes up to the surface because so many people are lost. And we work with hundreds of brands, and this is what is the common factor in the brand owners that actually make massive progress in their businesses because they have a growth mindset. And for me, and like a personal story, I mean, I come from Romania and I moved to Sweden when I was 11, and later we lived in an immigration camp. And my mom, you know, she fought cancer, so I've got cancer in my entire family. We moved to Sweden with 2 suitcases. That was it. We didn't have anything. And for my parents, I mean, that's where it comes from. That's from, I guess, where my mentality comes from them wanting to overcome everything, and just the mentality of like, I've got this, I will find a way, we will figure it out. And in Romania, we didn't have much. I mean, it was dictatorship. And back then, my parents did figure everything out. And also, they always believed in themselves, that they knew they could always find a way. Klaus mentioned track and field, and my sports background as well. I mean, you do need to have discipline. Without discipline, you will get nowhere. You know you have to train in order to get the medal. It's pretty simple. And it's the same thing with business. You know you need to get up every morning, be disciplined, put in the work, in order for your business to succeed. But many people struggle with this. I mean, it's people doubt themselves, and it's a constant struggle. That's what we found, because whenever we do our coaching sessions, this is one of the biggest hurdles for people. Like the doubting and the, oh, I don't know if I can do this. Am I good enough? All this thing.
With all this background, all the experience, we have learned how important mindset is to succeed in business and also in life. The biggest barrier that stands in the way for us and our success is us. We just need to get out of our own way in order to build this business we just dream of. And mindset shifts can be applied in many areas of your life, not just in business. It will positively affect your entire life if you can do this. Maybe you want to quit your job and launch your own brand, or you already run your own brand. And here you can't have the mentality of an employee. You need to have the mentality of a CEO, the CEO of your clothing brand. You cannot be in the backseat of your business. You are the one in the driver's seat, making sure you drive safely and on time to your destination. And that's a metaphor for your apparel brand. Hold that vision, hold the passion, hold that feeling and that goal, but you have to be flexible with how you will get there. You didn't sign up for easy, you signed up for entrepreneurship. Not everybody's cut out for this, but you're here now, so let's see how you can do this. And here are 5 action steps for you. Apparel entrepreneurship is such a valuable asset to any clothing brand. Anne and Klaus both have a wealth of experience from setting up their own brands, which means that the advice based on these experiences is realistic and actionable. The membership program provides useful resources to help brands learn about the elements required for running a clothing line, and the tools and templates offered here are extremely valuable as they are hard to find elsewhere. Charlie Pollard, United States.
What apparel entrepreneurship has created with a membership is long overdue in this industry. The experience and the content you create out of it is a very high value, not only for new startups, but also for existing brands to better understand the full picture. It provides a nice guidance and source of help for those who do not have the relevant network yet to get proper information from. Simone Meyer, Germany. Do you work really hard on your apparel brand? You listen to all the fashion experts and do all the tricks and strategies, but are just not seeing the results that you want? Or are you lost as where to start? Does it seem overwhelming with a lot to learn, and are you yearning for your community of people who understand your vision of running an apparel brand? Hi, I'm Anna, and if you answered yes to any of those questions, I want you to seriously consider the Apparel Entrepreneurship Membership Program. You will be joining the hundreds of entrepreneurs who have discovered their unique brand niche and have clarity and a plan to succeed with their brand. This is an experience and an opportunity for you to really take your brand to the next level, to implement our unique 6-step success path that will result in purposeful designs, orders, sales, exposure, and most importantly, profitability. Let us change your life, or at least let us change your apparel brand for the better. Go to apparelentrepreneurship.com/join to join the membership program now. We look forward to seeing you on the inside. apparelentrepreneurship.com/join.
And here are 5 action steps for you.
So the first step is you have to know yourself. You have to do some self-evaluation. What is your mindset like at the moment? How do you operate and how do you think? How are you feeling? What's going on in your life? How are you mentally and physically? Just, you know, sit down somewhere by yourself and write it down, or at least think about it. But you have to be honest with yourself and preferably put it on paper so you can see it and so you can go back and forth to it. Just, you know, do a massive brain dump. Write what you believe and what you think is possible or not possible for yourself. Just put it out on paper.
Yeah, and step number 2 is, what do you need to change? What is your biggest mindset problem? Is it money? Is it having a victim mentality? Is it the feeling of not being good enough? Is it that you're afraid? And if so, what are you afraid of? What's blocking you from actually doing everything you want to do in your business and in life? Get it out so you can evaluate it. That's going to be the first step to actually doing something about it, finding the problem areas.
Step number 3, take control. I mean, the idea to start an apparel business came to you for a reason. It means that you have what it takes to do this, that you were meant for this, that you have to look for solutions on how to get it and on how to actually do it. So be honest, find the areas you need to improve and get on to finding the solution. And the biggest mindset issues many entrepreneurs struggle with, and many don't even know that they do it, is they have a victim mentality. And here's some pointers to evaluate if you actually have the victim mentality. You let people or situation affect you negatively and have a hard time getting changing your state. You have a tendency to blame things that happen in your life and business on other people or circumstances. You need to have people's approval or permission to do this. And this is just so whack because you know you can do it. And you let your past define you and stop you from doing things you truly want. Or you just feel sorry for yourself. Or you let the negative side of you talk down on yourself. Or you complain about things you can't actually change or do anything about. So first of all, just stop, stop. Because we know it's easier to blame others than take responsibility and accountability for your actions and outcomes. So but you do need to acknowledge it and you do need to move on. So take control. What did you come up with in step number 1 and 2? Check those lists and see how you can find solutions. For example, you feel that, yep, you do have a victim mentality and you always use your background and your past as a reason for not doing things. So stop making excuses. We've talked about comfort zones and how limiting they are, and this is exactly it. So here's what you might say to yourself. I can't do whatever it is that you can't do because I don't have enough money, for example, or I'm too old, or I'm too young. I don't have a background in this industry, or I don't have the time, or I don't know how to design, or I don't know anything about manufacturing. I'm not a business person. And the most common one, you don't understand my situation because my situation is different.
Yeah, that doesn't apply to me. I can't think like that. It's so different, my situation. My business, the way I live is so different. I mean, we have heard so many of this. And do you recognize any of these? These are limiting beliefs, and limiting beliefs are always tied to fear. And in this step, number 3, is where you turn I can't into how could I do. Yes, it might take a long time. Yes, it might require a lot of work from you. You have to put in the time and work, but remember, we've said this before, running a business is like a marathon, it's not a sprint. You're in this for the long run. There is no rush, because if you hustle and turn into a workaholic, you will eventually burn out.
And we've reached step number 4, the tangible action. You have to implement habits and rituals in your life for a growth mindset. You have to be intentional about your life because you're the captain of your ship. Failure is part of the process. It's a necessary step towards a success. So the important thing here is to see failure as a part of it. Don't take it personal. You didn't fail. The thing you did fail. That's a big difference. So make sure you analyze the problems and adjust where you need to adjust. Just adjust the course. And most importantly, learn to not make those mistakes again and just move on. Some things you can do is visualize. You can visualize your goal and put it in front of you. Do a vision board or write it down or just put it some way where you can see it and where you understand it clearly. And get intentional about your time and start managing it because it's your most valuable possession. You need to keep track of your time and you need to keep track of where you spend your time. And the same goes with your energy and focus. You only have a certain amount of energy during the day, so you need to make sure you optimize your work when you have your peak energy. And you need to make sure that you recharge and that you get inspired and motivated. What lifts you up when you think about it? And when you think about yourself having fun, what is it that you do? What is that?
And talking about failure, we see many people that are afraid of even starting because they're fear of that they potentially could fail. Well, that's not just worth it. What if you succeed? And also this thing about just worrying about things. Look at it like this. I mean, half of the things you worry about will never happen. And the other half will happen anyway. So stop worrying. Let's continue then with step number 5. This is learn from your mistakes because you will make them and you should make them. you need to be aware. You need to be present in the situations and look at what went wrong, what could you have done differently, and what will you do differently the next time around. And why not keep a journal just to write down the mistakes you've done and the lessons you learned from it? I mean, learn, tweak. Is it working? Great, continue. If it's not working, then change it and try it again. This never stops. There's no due date. It also takes constant practice to learn from your mistakes. So just do this. Don't be afraid of the mistakes.
And one thing that has helped me personally a lot is to see what I'm grateful for every day. So every day when I go to bed, I do a little list in my head with 5 things that I'm grateful for. This makes me be present. This makes me appreciate of where I am, of what's happening. And also, you know, see the differences from when you wished you were in the situation you are today. And just keep track of the good things that are happening in your life and the good things that is happening with your business as well. You have to keep that in mind as well, because otherwise you'll just grind, and you're like, oh, problems, solve it, you know, hustle. But keep a moment for yourself where you're like, shit, this is really good. I mean, I'm exactly where I wanted to be. Or what happened today with that customer? That was amazing. Or the product that I fitted today, fitted like a glove. It was amazing. Just keep track of that, and because it keeps you stay positive and motivated.
So remember how important the mindset is for you. I mean, all the tools you need, they're already available to you. Let's say you get everything you need for running your brand in the Apparel Entrepreneurship Membership Program. You can listen to our podcast, other podcasts. You got Google and YouTube, right? So you have access to all the tools you need. But if you don't have the confidence to do this, well, the tools don't matter. So make sure you work on your mindset to make this work for you.
We see from the hundreds of brands we work with how impactful a strong mindset can be. And also with the same entrepreneurs, we see how they achieve massive goals, but also the ripple effect it has, of course, on their success with their business, but also their family life and their friends and their entire communities. Because this thing spreads. And people can easily see and mimic what you do and how you behave. It influences people. It's the positivity. It's the, again, it's tied all to the mindset. But people want to do and be good and achieve what other people achieve.
Okay, we would like to end this episode with an action for you. We challenge you to take 30 minutes or an hour to do this exercise that we discussed here. Do the questions and really think about this deeply. The first step was know yourself, the self-evaluation. Step number 2, what do you need to change? And step number 3, this is where you turn I can't into how could I do. Step number 4, it's about the tangible action. Implement habits and rituals in your life for a growth mindset. And step number 5, learn from your mistakes. And when you've done this, we want you to send us DMs with your top 3 things you commit to changing your life and that you're going to follow through for at least 30 days.
Yes, because we want to cheer you on. And it can be, I mean, I don't know. It can be a habit. It can be affirmations that you start writing affirmations and telling yourself affirmations. Or it can be a new way of working. Or the fears you let go of. Or whatever that comes up for you. DM us or let us know in our Facebook group or on Instagram so we can cheer you on. Being an entrepreneur is challenging, and there's ups and there's downs, and it's not easy. We know it. But you have to remember that we actually are in this together. We're here to support each other, and we've got you back. Always. We're always in your corner. And before we continue, we want to say thank you, a big fat thank you for showing up and for taking your time to listen, and a mega universal hug, you know, we're huggers in Sweden, to each and every one of you that's taking your time to leave us a review. And I know you're busy, everybody's busy, but the fact that you took the time and write and leave us a thoughtful review for our podcast, it means so, so much to us. We're extremely grateful, and yes, you are the reason why we show up here every week. So thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
And one last thing. By the way, are you an Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast subscriber? No? Hey, why not? Do you know that if you don't subscribe, you might miss out on vital new episodes? So take a second, literally, that's what it takes, a couple of seconds, and go subscribe and you'll be notified when a new episode is up. That was it for today. Thank you so much. Speak to you later.
Bye.